Contour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Welcome to this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors, and your host for the podcast. Join us for a festive holiday open house Sunday, December the 9th, from 1 until 5 at the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums. Also, as you think of gift giving, why not consider buying a yearly, family, or lifetime membership from the Historical Society? We have just celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday. Not only is it a time to count our blessings, but for some, it may serve as a challenge to see how much food can be eaten at one sitting. I can confidently tell you, you did not come anywhere close to the legendary eating prowess of Hungry Sam Miller, who lived in Strawberry Ridge, Montour County. His feats of indulgence, or overindulgence, were the talk at many a barroom, and he struck fear in the hearts of the ladies who organized those all-you-can-eat church suppers. In the newspaper stories I researched between 1908 and 1918, Miller was called a gourmandizer, and I had to look that word up. It's a fancy word for glutton. The Danville papers were filled with his own personal accounts of taking up a challenge and taking a man's money from all who doubted him. In a 1908 article, Miller told a reporter after leaving a job caring for the circus horses in the P.T. Barnum show, he took a job as a hostler, a person who takes care of guests' horses at a hotel in Luzerne County. Another man who lived in Latimer had the reputation of being a tremendous eater. It wasn't long before Hungry Sam Miller and his challenger sat across the table from each other with an 18-pound turkey each and all the fixings that go with it. Sam not only ate his turkey and all the side dishes, but finished out what his opponent could not eat. He also made $20 and won everlasting fame as one of the greatest eaters that ever sat down before a dinner table. Sam says he later took to being a boatman and worked in that profession for 14 years. Everybody got to hear about Hungry Sam's eating exploits. He said, "I took so much money out of the jeans of some of them old boatmen that they got wise to me, and after they parted with their hard-earned cash, they were willing to back me against all comers. And say, we made some wonderful cleanups in them happy days." Miller recalled, "I remember down in Columbia once in the boating days, some feller got real smart and declared he didn't believe any of the stuff he had been hearing about me. 'Well, I'm just the boy for you,' I says to him. 'Here's $10, says I can eat them 68 5-cent pies. You know, they made them pretty big back in those days. And I'll top them off with 2 gallons of milk and a gallon of iced tea.' Well, it cost the man $10, and he had to foot the bill for the stuff I ate. Then I was a mate on a 3-mast ship down the Chesapeake Bay for 9 years, and, well, that just puts an edge on a naturally good appetite. There was a time when the ladies would help make up the pastor's salary by holding chicken waffle suppers, and they gave gasps of horror when they heard that Hungry Sam was there to get all you can eat for a quarter. Miller says he was modest when attending those church country suppers. He said, 'I reckon I went away hungry many a time, but I usually managed to eat about 28 of those good old-fashioned waffles and 4 or 5 whole chickens.' There were many times more than can be numbered that Hungry Sam came to Danville and literally took on a number of young gentlemen with more sporting instinct and took all the money they had. It was a time when a favorite amusement was to invite Sam into a local restaurant, then offer to buy all he could eat with a stipulation that Sam had to pay it if he got stuck. But as they soon found out, Sam kept eating as long as there was any money left. He recalled that one of his best bits of eating was when he made $25 by eating a bushel and a half of apples. One man was kept busy taking out the cores, and 2 others handed him the apples. All he had to do was eat them. Sam said, 'I kept all 3 so darn busy that they didn't get the chance to view the scenery.' He recalled another time that he consumed 18 watermelons and topped it off with 12 cantaloupe. He admitted that eating those types of things didn't count much with him. He said it was the good old beef or pudding or scrapple that tickled his ribs. A March 1908 issue of Danville Morning News reported, "Sam stopped at a restaurant and ate 4 cheese sandwiches and 18 hard-boiled eggs and drank 7 glasses of milk and 4 bottles of beer, then sat around until supper time and ate a hearty meal." Sam worked on the canals, did some farming, and tried a few other occupations, but none came close to his eating skills. Hungry Sam Miller was called the Montour County Sage of Gastronomy and once defended his title against Lewis Gill, the champion egg eater of Missouri. I found one story in the newspapers that said Sam retired from the eating circuits at the age of 58, but several years later I found that he returned to his legendary habits. Sam wasn't a huge man. A 1945 newspaper clipping from Mrs. William Hartline of Strawberry Ridge said she had a photograph of Sam. He had a gentleman's appearance and a fine, dignified demeanor. He wore a derby hat, popular among men in those days, and his black cravat was neatly tied beneath a wing collar. In the photograph, he wore a dark suit with a white handkerchief in his coat pocket, and was a remarkably good-looking man with fine, genial features, kindly eyes, and fatherly, friendly, and fastidious appearance, and a mustache popular to his day. Mrs. Hartline explained that the photograph was taken around 1915 by her husband, who was a station agent at Strawberry Ridge, and he was also an amateur photographer. Hungry Sam led a double life as far as eating food was concerned. Mrs. Hartline said that when he ate with a family at their table, he would eat like the rest and seem perfectly satisfied. I wasn't able to find out when Danville's Hungry Sam Miller died, but Mrs. Hartline said he was buried in Berwick, Columbia County. The human gourmandizer, Hungry Sam Miller of Montour County. Well, that wraps up the podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society for this week. All of our podcasts can be found on the Historical Society website. Click the word podcast in the upper right corner for a listing of the programs. Until next week, this is Terry Diener, and thanks for listening.
I'm a lucky man. Call this home. Call this home. I'm a lucky man.